minhag, based on the Gemara, to have certain special foods on the night of Rosh Hashanah, and as part of that we have the head of either a keves or rosh dag, and we have these yehiratzons. There are some interesting halachas that relate to this, and agav also they pertain to hilchas brachas, and it's nergei a little bit in daf today, and also tomorrow, so a lot of things come together here. Okay, so if you look in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, this is the siman that discusses the simanim of Leil Rosh Hashanah. So the tour quotes from the Gemara Krisus. The Gemara really appears twice in Shas, the Gemara Bet Simana Milsehi. One is in Krisus, Daf Hei Amid Beis, Vav Amid Aleph, and the other is in Horius, Daf Yud Beis. In both cases, Gemara is talking about different simanim, about all different types of things that you can infer certain implications from simanim. And Abaye makes a statement in that context that hashta de amrit simanim milsehi. Now that we see that there's something to be said for a simen, so then Abaye discusses that a person should have at the table Rosh Hashanah night certain types of foods. Now the Torah quotes as follows. Amar Abaye, he's quoting it from Krisus. Hashta di amrit siman milsi he at yehi inish ragil mechal bereish shata. So there's really two neschalos in the Gemara. If you look in our Gemara, so one place it says lemechal, and in the other place it says lemechze. It's an afgamina. Does it mean you have to eat these foods or just to have it on the table in order to inspire you to see these particular foods? In any case, and the Beis Yosef notes the discrepancy and the different neschalos. That's the first issue to really consider. Is it really a halacha to eat it? And obviously, to the extent that a person has a problem eating these foods, they're allergic, whatever it might be, there's no question, even if it's not pikuach nefesh, it's just simply the fact that it doesn't agree with you. So you can mekayim siman milsa by having it at the table. You could still say yehi ratzon. And that's also good, because there's actually one nusach in the Gemara. It's lemerze, just to have it there. In any case, the Torah quotes it as lemechal, to eat, v'reishata. And he quotes a couple of things. He starts with Esroga. That's interesting. That we don't really hear about. That it's not even in the Shulchan Aruch either. It starts with Esrog. Then he continues Kari, Ruvia, Karati, Silki, the Tamri. So these are things that we usually bring. We usually translate them as Kari is like a squash. Ruvia is usually we say it's carrots. Karati is leek. And Silki is beets. The tamri, and that's dates. Now these particular foods have certain associations. And what exactly is it? The Gemara doesn't spell out what exactly these associations. What's the siman here? So it's interesting. Rashi, I think it's in Horius. I don't know if it's Rashi. I'm not 100% sure, but it's Rashi. Whoever the Mefarish is on Horius, we usually say Rashi, but some Mesechtas, it's not Rashi. So he explains over there that it's because these particular foods grow very quickly. And therefore there's a siman that the growth, they grow very quickly. But there's another pshat, and that's how many learn it, the Gaonim already bring this, and the Torah quotes as well, that there's specific associations by the way you pronounce these foods. And so he goes on and he says, Ruvia Yirbu Zachu Yosenu, Karti, Yichrisu, Sonenu, Salki, Yistalku, Sonenu, Tamri, Yitamu, Sonenu, and then Dafka Kari, Nishim Maher Lios Gadel. The Torah mentions the fact that it grows quickly. The Torah continues, Mizer Rabu Hamin Hagin, Komakom, Umakom, Fimin Hago. So there are other Minhagin, the Gemara mentions these particular foods, and then there are other Minhagin that come from this, that spread, Kimo Ba'ashkenaz, Shirigilim, Leachol, Bitchila Sasuda, Tapuach Masok Midvash, Lomar Tischadish Alenu Shana Tova Mesuka. So the Torah already mentions the minig of the apple and the honey. Now, so far the Torah has not mentioned anything about saying a Yihiratza. The Torah only mentions that a person should eat, says Lomechal, these foods because of the associations. And then he adds, on top of what the Gemara has from the Rishonim already, the minig of the apple. He doesn't explain much about it. And then Lomar, as if to say, Tischadishan Tov Mesuka. Again, so far no mention of a specific tefillah that is said. Upper Provanza, Provence, Nogin Lahavi, Ala Shulchan, Komini Chidush, all kinds of new things. And then the Torah adds, and also the Ochin Rosh Keves, and here the Torah again, not in the Gemara, but that's what he brings as a Ming, that they eat the head of the lamb, the Hareya, and the lung. I don't think many people today have that mimic, to eat the lung. I don't even know if you can get it. I mean, anyway. Lomar niyalarosh velo lezanav. That's for the head. The harei lofishihi kala. It's very light. Some associate with the word re'iya. Clear. Seeing clearly. Barami Rutenberg hayaragulach rosh ayil zeicha le'elo shel Yitzchak. Specifically chooses an ayil. An ayil is, of course, 13 months. So kevis is considered till 12 months, and then after that is the 13. After 13 months old is considered an ayil zechel sheyitzchak. There's another association specifically with the ayil. Adkan the tour. That's the whole tour. Tavkuf Pei Gimel. So Bais Yosef fleshes out some more things, and we'll see how it carries over in the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see some of the nekudas that the Magen Avraham and other Nosi came in the Shulchan Aruch on Ma'orer in terms of specific things as we carry out this minhag. So first of all, the Bais Yosef says, he quotes, you know, he's quoting from the Rishonim, there's a Mordechai in the beginning of Hashanah and also in Yuma. So first of all, he quotes the two Gersos in the Gemara, Lemechzi or Mechal. He quotes Rashi's Pshat, these things grow quickly, but that doesn't go for dates really so much. Okay, so he asks that. He says, Esrogim are not in the Gemara. We don't have the Gersa Esrog. So he's pointing on different things on the tour. And then he quotes from the Mordechai the following. Kasav HaMordechai B'Reish Rosh Hashanah Shaya Min Hago Sh'Rabbeinu Hai Lomar Al Kol Davar V'Davar Ke'en Mashikasav Rabbeinu. In other words, not just that we have these foods and we eat these foods and the foods have these associations, but you should actually articulate and mention these particular associations. Now, it still doesn't say to say Yehiratzon. It's just that you should actually verbalize the particular message that is associated, the symbolic message that's associated with these foods. And regarding Kara, you should say Yikara Gzar Dineinu. Again, the Torah did mention it. Torah just mentioned by Kara the fact that it grows quickly, but you should actually connect that with also the word itself, Yikara Gzar Dineinu. Avo Midivri Rabbeinu from the Torah, Ein Nirish Yitzarach Lomar Shum Davar, Ela Shem Osam Dvarim, Romeis Al Yonim Ahem. The symbol is built in. You don't have to actually spell it out. Good, but from the Tshuvas HaGaonim, quoted by the Mordechai, you see there's an inyan to actually spell it out. The Harab David Abudram, this is the famous Abudram, the one of the Rishonim that has Sefer on Siddur, Kasav Kidivya Mordechai, the Kasav Od, and the Abudram adds further, Sheyesh Omen Belashon Tfila. So now we have not just to articulate the message, but to articulate a Belashon Tfila. Which means you're using the Shem Hashem. You're allowed to do that. You're saying a tefillah. So you say Hashem Hashem. Let's say by the Kara. That's a double play. That our Zachuyos should be read before you. That's for Kara. That's on Ruvya. The Kasav Od, and the Abadram adds further something that's not mentioned in the Torah, another food. Again, this is how it's developed for us. What didn't we mention yet? Which food? Hasn't it? What? Well, no, Rosh.
Rimon.
The Kasav Od, Sheyesh Mevin Rimon, Va'omrim Nirbez Chuyos Karimon. It's interesting, the Abadram here quotes from Tshuvas HaGaonim, where he explains it. The Chaim Minikah Chachamim, quoting Tshuvas HaGaonim, Shemakrivim with a name Rosh Hashanah Tena. You have a basket, Sheyesh Bo Deluyim, Upul Hamitzri, Kreshim, Bishlakos, Utmarin, Umanichim Yedeim, Akol Echad Mehem. You put your hand on each thing, Umorsiyan Mishimosam Simen Tov, and you extract for each one a good Simen, Va'omrim Aldalas, Kara, Yikar Zadinenu, Valapul. Ruvya Yibu Zechuyas Seinu Bala Karti Kosu Soneinu. That's how he begins. And then Zechuyas Karimon. The Yesh Omer Velashin Tefillah. Like the Beis Yosef quotes it. Yirat Son Continues the Abudram. Already I'm on the Abudram. Yesh noagim lechol rosh keves v'dagim u'minei mesika. So he says also there's a minhag to eat rosh keves and to eat fish. Doesn't say head of a fish. Dafka there, there's an inyan. There's some have a minhag dafka not to eat fish. That's interesting. Separate nekuda. U'minei mesika and sweet things. Al shem. Now he's going to go by one by one. Al shem v'hayisal rosh v'lo lezanav. That's the rosh. The dogim lifros virus kedogim, and then some already added hiratsin for that. Now, it's interesting when it comes to this minig of eating fish, eating rosh keves. He doesn't say to say hiratsin. He mentions the hiratsin on the other things, and then there's a minig to also have fish, rosh lozanav lifros virus kedogim, but it doesn't say hiratsin. Let's go to the, and then, okay, just one more. The Kudan the Beis Yosef, the Hagosa Shvi says that there's a minhag to take the Rosh Ayil and to dip it in honey. I don't know. Okay. And then he says, B'mardachayim sech de yuma kasum shem haga'onim, as we mentioned here in Abudram, a Rosh Kvasim shanu ochim kidei shiyashmiyenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu letova b'Rosh Hashanah v'yisimenu l'Rosh v'lo l'zanav, that we should be placed as a Rosh. And then he says, "Mash anu ochem tusnis ubasa shamein." And you're eating fatty meat, v'shosim dvash, v'chol minim mesika, k'dei sheteisha, like honey, right? Honey dishes. The tzimis k'dei shehei shana bozos mesuka ushmeina. In mashmanim, which really has an origin in the pasuk in Nehemia, echu mashmanim, and then dvash. And the chenkasa b'sefer Ezra, Nehemia, echu mashmanim takam. Ad kan the Beis Yosef. Now we go to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So now he incorporates Kedarko. The Beis Yosef has different ha'aris on the tour, and then based on the various makoros that he's added, he paskins in Shulchan Aruch. So Tavkuf Pei Gimel. Dvarm Shenogim Leachol B'Leil Rosh Hashanah. Now another question immediately should come to mind. Leil Rosh Hashanah, the first night, but the second night. A lot of things are unclear in the original makoros, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say directly. What's the Pshah Leil Rosh Hashanah? It's another question. Yehei Adam Ragil Leachol. Paskins Leachol. Like the Torah says, Berosh Hashanah Ruvya, Anotiltan, Karti, Silka, Tamri, Kara. Okay? The person should eat these things. Continues, Ukesh Yochal Ruvya. When you eat Ruvya, Yomar, says the Bachabi, you should say, Yiratsam Shayibazachu Yaseinu. He doesn't add Elken Mekevaseinu, but in the Beis Yosef he quoted that way, and the Abadram quoted that way. Yiratsam Shayibazachu Yaseinu. Karti, Yikarsu Sonenu. Obviously, he means Yiratsam. Silka, Yistauko Ivenu, Tami Tamusanenu, Kara, that's the double one. Yikara Gzardinenu, Yikaro Fanakazach Yusenu. Adkan, the Machaber. What didn't he mention? What didn't he mention? The Machaber? Rimon, he didn't mention. What else didn't he mention? It, what?
The Rosh
Kebes. The Rosh Kebes is coming in Sivbeis. What didn't he mention yet? What? The apple he didn't mention. That the Torah mentioned. So the Ramah adds that. Hagah. So no, this Machaber didn't mention Tapuach. Hagah. V'yesh noagim leachol Tapuach masok bedvash. V'omim tischadesh l'nishon tovam mesuka. Again, presumably, he wrote some shit tischadesh. But now you see, immediately begin to think of something. Once you have the apple, and you also have a date, you're going to get soon to questions of brachas. Kedima b'brachas. That's one issue you're going to have to deal with. Another issue is, when do you say the hiratsa? After the bracha, before the bracha, and when are you doing this? Also, after hamotzi, before hamotzi, a lot of these issues have to be cleared up. That's very ambiguous in the Shulchan Aruch. You hear them ragil leachol. When? Anyway, the Ramah adds tapuach bedvash shanto mesuka v'chein noagim v'yesh ochrim rimonim. So the Ramah is filling in some things that the Machaber didn't mention. The Ramah adds tapuach. The Ramah adds v'yesh ochrim rimonim. For some reason, the Beis Yosef didn't mention it. Then omim nivris kriyas kerimon. Then noagim leachol basa shamein v'chol minim mesika. All from the Mordechai and Yuma. The Reya gets left out in Shulchan Aruch. The Reya that was mentioned, the long, and the Esrog also, which already Beis Yosef says we don't have Esrog in the Gemara. Siv Beis ochrim rosh keves. A double thing in the Rosh Keves, assuming it's an ayil. Ayil is already 13 months. So then you eat it lomar. It's not clear that you say hiratzen lomar nielaros. We didn't see hiratzen. Okay, we will add hiratzen for that too. And then vezecha elosh yitzchak. Okay, and then the Rambam adds some other things that you don't eat nuts. That's another point. Okay, so here we have the mechaber in Tavkuf Pei Gimel. A couple of interesting inyanim in halacha that come out of this. First of all, just to point out from the Gra, very interesting thing. The Gra is mitzayin kedarko bir hagra. To each point, where does it come from? So, hey Adam, ragil echol krisus davav horius daf yud beis. That's the mocker, the two gemaras. And what are these things? That's based on Rashi's explanation of these things in the Gemara. Yoma Yihiratzon, the source, Abudram. That's what we saw Beis Yosef quotes. Sheyirbu. Okay. So Rashi says based on the fact that they grow quickly, and the Gaonim say because of the expressions themselves. And what about the Mini Mesika? That's and the Tapuach, that's the Ramah. I think and the meat, but the shaman mean mesika kidei shete ashana ba'aleinu mesuka ushmeina. That's why the fat meat and the sweet dvash foods can cause a binachemia. V'yesh nagim, that's the tapuach b'shvushim mesukim tapuach al shem upiryo masok l'chiki. So what's the tapuach idea? Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, right? Upiryo masof l'chiki. There's a Darkei Moshe here also on the tour that mentions it. Mashalukin tapuach l'rameis al stei tapuchim hayodua hanimas b'mikra re'ei reyach b'ni. From the Maril, Kereach Sada. Who said it? The Ereach Bini Yitzchak. To Yaakov. Now here's a Pele de Gezach. When did he say it? What was this night? Pesach. Well, Pesach. That's what we always thought, right? Well, I don't know. This is Zohar apparently says something different. V'haya b'Rosh Hashanah ki yadua, says the Gra. Pele de Gezach. Rosh Hashanah, if it was called Pesach. Don't know. The Omrim, this is on the Tapuach, the Omrim Tischad Shanta Mesuka, Abudram Kishi Tasso, Sheyoma Yiratzen, says the Gras. So the Yiratzen sit on the apple too. Vechein Kanal bin, okay. And Rosh Keves is the eating of the Rosh Keves. Now, the Magen Avraham brings up a couple of issues here. Yes, yes.
On the word which mentioned about the Yitzchak gave the Bracha, Yaakov, is there any end for parents to bless the children on Hashanah and could you end up from there?
I told him Anoya, right? What could be bad?
But is that his source?
Okay, if you go with that Zohar, why not? Okay. I can't think of any reason to be opposed to that. Anyway, the Magen Avraham raises a couple of important issues here. So the question, first of all, is when do you do this? What are your options? Three options, I guess. You could do it, you can't do it before Kiddush, obviously, you can't eat. You could do it after Kiddush, before you wash. One option. I think there are those who might do that like that way. Second possibility is after your hamotzi. And the third option is after your bench. Okay, if you do it after the whole meal is over, still leil Rosh Hashanah. So I suppose there's no issue in terms of bracha rishona, bracha achrona. You have to figure out what to make the bracha on. But as far as bracha achrona, I'll get into the question. If you do it during the meal, so first we have to figure out, do you have to make a bracha on these items? So the answer seems clear, you do. Bracha rishona. Why? Ayri and Hamotzi already? The answer is, these are not called Varm Havoy Machmas Hasuda. If it's something that's part of the menu, then that doesn't get its own bracha. So, Lamashal, there's a tumult about Morar, Leil Haseder. There's a tosis, two tosis in about this. We always say that you really should have Mekadam on the Morar. So how come we don't? Because we have in mind with the Karpas that we're Motzi the Morar. The Karpas gets its own bracha because it's not considered Machmas Hasuda, and the Morar gets pattered by the Karpas, and that's what we have in mind. But there's a tosis that says, Pashtis, that no, the Mar is considered part of the menu of Leil Pesach, because the mitzvah is to eat Mar at the Seder. Therefore, it's considered by Machmas Hasuda. That's good in terms of Mar, but you can't stretch that to the Siman and Rosh Hashanah. As much as there's an Inyan to have Siman Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't become a staple of the meal. So it's clear that you have to make a Bracha Rishona So we're talking about ha'etz, we're talking about ha'adama. Between the very things that we mentioned, we have the apple, we have the date, these are ha'etz, we have the other things that are ha'adama. You have to make a bracha rishona. The question is, what about bracha achrona? So if you make it after ha'motzi, then for sure, you don't have to make a bracha achrona, because that's clear. It's not machmas asuda, but it gets covered with brichas ha'mazah. But the shayla is this, those who have a minute to do it before you wash, then you get into a major question, because what happens if you eat something before ha'motzi? So, do you have to make a bracha achrona? So, this is a whole tumo in Hilchis Brachis, Kuf Ayin Zayin, you know, Paperes and other things before the meal. So, if you're eating more of that thing during the meal, then that could be good enough. They don't have to make a bracha achrona because you're going to patter what you're going to eat again of the same food, but it depends. Are you going to eat more of the same food later? So, you have that question. And if you have, don't have a shear, it's also good. And you have to, but if you can have a shear between all these different things, you, the stomach can have a shear of a bracha achrona. So you're going to get into a question of making a bracha achrona, and it's a shy whether or not you should or not. So it's probably not as good an idea to do it before hamotzi. Probably better is to do it after hamotzi. So let's establish that. I mean, I imagine that's probably what most people do, but there are those I think who do it before. But be aware of this issue in halacha about bracha achrona. But now you do it after hamotzi, so you have a couple of things again to consider. You have a bracha rishona to make. Let's say the apple for a second. No, you also have a hiratzen to say. The Rama says to say hiratzen. So what do you do first? What's the shayla? So let's say you make a ha'etz, and then you say hiratzen, but you haven't bitten into your apple. So is that allowed, or is that a hefsek? We have again tomorrow's daf, a gvilatura, or things like that, or bring salt. Is considered a hefsik? No, because it's considered a tzorach. Is this considered a tzorach enough that you can say that because you're eating it for the sake of, and you have to say, and you say it's a tefillah, and even if you say that that's not a hefsik, like those cases, chatchili, not supposed to have to be mafsik. If you did it, not requiring a new bracha. So the Magen Avraham is sensitive to this issue here. And Magen Avraham says from the Maril, Tzarech Avarach Tchila. Wait. Bori Priya Eitz. I'm giving the test, sorry. Va'omrim. So the Lashna is Va'omrim. Mashmash ochel tchila v'achar kach omer shlo lahafsik. K'moshe kasab sim kuf samach zayin. Then he brings from Magli Tzedek, sh'omer tchila v'achar kach ochel. So that means that you say ha'eitz, let's say, and then you say hirats, and then you take a bite. V'tzarach omer desfira le'drocha shev hefsik. But the Magen Avraham isn't so happy with that. Mikol makom nira li d'lechat tchila yesh li'achol kodem ha'amira. The ain't a tzorach kol kach. Is it really a tzorach to say that yiratzon? So you can be mafsik in the ha'etz and the biting by saying yiratzon. But oh, the gam with tzorach and lahafsik lechatchil k'mashe kasav shem v'agah. In the other case, there's a problem though. Some want to counter that if you make the yiratzon first, so what do you do? So you have your bite. So you already took a bite. So it's too late. Whatever the yiratzon is supposed to be pile already. You already took your bite. So what good is it to take a bite and then yiratzon? Yiratzon has to be misyachis to the eating. No, so you could answer pasha, you have more to eat. Yeah, you took the first bite, but there's more to eat, so it's also good. There's someone to say, or Chashokan alludes to this, that something make the hiratzon, and then say your bore priyates. So do it that way, switch the order. Say your hiratzon on the food, and then make your bracha bishona, and then take your bite. But some say a svara, no, because you shouldn't be magdim, your personal bakasha, to the acknowledging of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Like we always know that first you misad the shvachu shalmakom, then you misfalel. So this is a gedder of a tefillah. The tefillah of the hiratzim shouldn't precede the bracha of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So to say hiratzim first is also not so good. So then you're stuck. What do? If you mafsik in between, your order is good, but they have a hafsik in the biting of the food. Is it a problem or not? Maybe it is a problem. If you had your bite, you've already bitten, but maybe you could rely on the future, the rest of eating it. If you're going to say hiratzim first, then that might be a problem. There's a whole other etza that I saw someone brings. Well, you could do the following. Take some other fruit, let's say ha'etz, that's not part of the siman. Okay? Make a ha'etz on that. Let that pater, whatever ha'etz, the apple, the whatever else. Now you're good. Good to go. Now all you have to do is make a hiratzon for each food, because the ha'etz was already said on the other food. And the same thing with the hadamah. You can have some separate hadamah, which is the seder. You make hadamah on that, and then that covers the bracha, and then there's no issue of a hiratzon together with the bracha. You made the bracha already. Another possible eitz. But there's okay, so that's in terms of the seder of the hiratzon. There's another issue that Rav Shlomo Zalman, is sensitive to, and it's brought in a machzor I have, and it's also in Halacha Shlomo. You have a date and you have an apple. Now here we get into another question. You have to make a bar priya eitz, but what should the eitz be going on? Pashtas, the date, shivas haminim. So everyone says you make a eitz on the apple, but no, you should make the eitz on the date. She'ela, b'inyan ha'yiratzen sh'omim b'leil Rosh Hashanah l'siman ha'tova, inagu rabin l'varach ala tapuach, bar priya eitz, miskavn l'hot v'yishar haminim, v'yish b'neim gam t'morim v'rimonim. They're really two shivas haminim things. And if you don't have tamarim, then rimonim, because between the shivas aminim, there's also a priority. Whatever is closest to eretz, so rimon tamarim get a bracha before rimonim do. But certainly tapuach is not from shivas aminim. Okay, so he says the luach of Tukashinsky, who ha'arizu b'shmosh of Yitzchak Chaim Zonnenfeld, v'zeva di emes shitzarich levarach kodeh al min shiva. Okay, so now in the Hanhagis here, there's a couple of interesting things that they bring from Shlomo Zalman. A couple of things. Bachilas haminim b'leil Rosh Hashanah, l'siman ha'tava, kimfurish b'gemara, yesh lahatim levarach ala tamar, o ala rimon, kishen lo tamar. In other words, shivas haminim comes first, lo'ochlo lefnei shar haminim ha'mefurashim sham, ki hu mishivas haminim sh'nishtapcha ben Eretz Yisrael. So he says, you should make first the shivas haminim. I suppose, if you don't have it on the table yet, you can make an apple. If the apple is the only thing on the table, then it's not like you have them both in front of you. And then as far as the Hadama, Yivarach on the Kara, the Yifta Bekach Gam Sharam Minim Shebechasim Hadama, like Ruv Yasilka Bekarti. He says to make on that, because that's the most Shalom Achmas Asuda, I guess. He assumes the Kara. A couple of other interesting things they bring about Rav Shlomo Zalman in his personal Hanhagis. So he would say Yehi Ratzon with the Shem Hashem the first time, but after that he would not. He would say Yehi Ratzon Finifinu Shebashemayim. Apparently one was Rav Yaakovson that put out a kuntres or a sefer called Siman HaTov. I'm not really familiar with it. And he had in his nusach Yehi Ratzon Mufnei Avinu Shebashemayim, like we say, you know, at the Kriyas HaTorah. So that was his nusach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman would, the first time, the first Yehi Ratzon, he would say, Yehi Ratzon Hashem Elokeinu V'Kol Avoseinu. And then on all the remaining minim, he would say, Yehi Ratzon Lufnei Avinu Shebashamayim. But he says, Af al pi shemashmaus lashon haposkim sheyesh lahazkir shem shamayim al kol minu min, but it's Leil Rosh Hashanah after all. Mikom akimin shekasha lanu l'chavin karo'i b'askaras Hashem. Ata kadosh. Kadosh Ata V'Nora Shemecha, right? L'Yiras Hashem Hanichbad V'Hanora. We had yesterday in the Great Laning. Haskaras Hashem requires a tremendous sense of Mora, how you masquerade it. So he felt that he mentioned Hashem's name the first Yiratzon, and then he just said, "Ufnei Minu Shabashemayim Hachi Adif." And then Agav they say, "Bebeis Rabbeinu Achu Asiman Mgam V'Leil Beis Achlo BeEsek K'V'Leil Aleph." There's a question. Second night, yes, no. He was sort of in the middle. He did it, but he didn't do quite as much as the first. Okay. These are some interesting inyanim that all flow from the Minig Yisrael. The whole inyan itself is fascinating. Exactly, how do you understand it? Somehow we're using wordplay, we're eating foods, and we're imagining that this is going to help our faith, Rosh Hashanah. How we understand it? It seems to be a question on this. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shulah that the point of all this is to move ourselves to tshuva. In other words, if you're mispalel and you realize what's at stake and what's hanging in the balance and use the foods as a visual aid to bring you to a sorus, that's really what we're looking for. So really the essence of what we have here is tefillah. Tefillah carries over from the davening, from the shul to your meal. And the whole experience of the simanim is really the same type of an experience as tefillah itself. That seems to be what the shul says. On the other hand, if you look in the Perush Chachmas Shlomo in the Shulchan Aruch, this is Rav Shlomo Kugger, we mentioned him on Thursday, Shlomo Kugger has a totally different take on this inyan. Rav Shlomo Kugger says, what kind of tefillah? This is not tefillah, tefillah isn't shul. What are we making the meal into tefillah? This is a different experience. So he explains here that it's really like a positive thinking mechanism. Fascinating thing. He says, since a person has to have emunah bitachon, that he believes that everything is for good, and with that, yeh nepach be'emes l'tova. Through that sense of confidence that things will be good, that can actually contribute to such a positive outcome. So he says, l'kach mehay tam enireh, sheyeh adam ragil loma v'rosh hashanah, acharei tefilas shachris, kol ma de'ovid rachmana l'tav ovid, v'gam zu l'tova. Person should affirm consciously, it's all good, it's going to be good, it's going to be good. L'chein mehay tam atiknu lechol ma'cholim tovim m'sukim v'loma aleihem kein. Why? K'day, says Rav Shlomo Kugger, k'day she'im chas v'sholom nigzar l'hipuch, yiyya nepach al yidei amiras l'tova amin ken yiratz. Fascinating thing. That's what he says. It's a different, totally different take than what you have in the Shlomo Kaddish quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. In any case, Minhag Yisrael, Kadoshim, Kadosh, obviously a big inyan, hosim in the Shulchan Aruch, not to take it lightly, but certainly when you do it, to do it right, with the right halachas about hefsik and brachas and what to make the bracha on, and to mechavin appropriately. Yitzchak. Yeah.
Just two questions. One is in terms of the karpas, going back to the Pesach.
Yeah.
To say that the bracha on the karpas is helping it because it's not machmas ha'suda, then how do you like answer if that's not a hefsik?
Because the karpas itself, you for sure make a bracha on the question.
You're eating the maror so much later.
No, because as long as it's justified on the karpas, what's the hefsek issue? With the time, you mean?
Or? It's such a, you have the whole magi in you.
Ah, you mean time. I don't know. That's interesting. In other words, you have to know the sheer zman. But as long as you know that you're patrying the maror, it seems to be good enough. It seems to be. Yeah.
So I thought people said you're supposed to eat a little bit.
In order, again, it depends how long your seder is. Eat what? Eat karpas along the way during Maggid.
Keep eating. Supposedly nibbles on karpas and time.
Okay, so no, I hear the point. Okay, I never, you know, never really thought about it so carefully, but okay, if that's what you need to do, then I guess. And again, the other thing is that Rav Chadamil in a misafik you wouldn't make a bracha in the mar because you don't always have the other sheet of Tosas that is considered machmas asuda. It's only Rav Chadamil say if it's not machmas asuda, so you have the karpas, but you wanted to achieve its purpose. I guess you have to consider that as well. Yeah. Yes, then you don't need that yet.
When would we do this? So I know Rebbe brought a Shul Rizalman that said that you would do more on the first night than the second night. Is there any?
No, the point being that there's the yukim here, Bereshat Bereshi. What the Lashon HaGemara was, Bereshat, that sounds like the first night. But then again, the second night is a replay of the first night. So that's why you have Minhagim Shonim in Klal Yisrael. Some people don't do the Siman in the second night. Some people supposedly do it even over the day as well. Not too many, but I saw someone brings it. You know, the whole experience is reishata, all the meals. Usually people either do it the second night, don't do it the second night, but Rishon Lezalman sort of, with Yotzeh Tzuzayin, they did it the second night too, but it wasn't, all these things, understand, if you don't have every last simon, people, you don't have to lose any sleep, and you don't have to feel bad. I mean, it's whatever you bring, whatever you have, whatever you can get. Yeah. So the point is, the second night, you don't have to go all out in the same way as the first night, because to the extent that there may not even be a minik for the second night at all. So if you don't do as much, it's certainly not a big deal.
Let's see if there's Shechiyana.
So the second night, that's ideal, right? The first night, so it could be mekayim that with the Shechiyana of the Kiddush, if you have it in mind. I suppose. Yes, if it is, yeah, you should make sure you have another Shechiyanu for the second night, because that's the whole point. For the second night, we have Shechiyanu because of this possibility that, you know, Mika din, you could say Shechiyanu the second night of Rosh Hashanah, but because of the possibility of Yom HaRichta, so we bring a Pri Chadash to the table. And if it's a Pri Chadash, happens to be one of the Simanim, then I would suggest not to use it the first night, so that you have it for the second night. Better to have a Pri Chadash the second night and have one less simon the first night. Because again, this everything is a question of the hierarchy here. Yeah.
Whether you recognize.
Okay, yeah, Daniel.
If someone is, like, say, grossed out by any or all of this, is it like a halakha?
Like I said before, then you look at it and you say he writes and then you don't eat it. if somebody, you know, can't bring them to right, especially the Rosh Dag usually is. I mean, it's interesting. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch directly Rosh Dag. Maybe the Magid Rami is Rosh of something else, but that became already a big deal. A lot of people are grossed up. I know my own kids, right? You know, I understand Rosh. What's that Rosh Kevis too? Yeah, okay. You know, I understand. I totally understand. So they can have kavanah with the Yiratzon, and they all need it. You say you don't have to make it more than it is. It is. It's there. It has a koach. Obviously, there's an in into it. But again, you know. Everything has to be balanced by you can't make every aspect of every minhag the same thing as a mitzvah d'oraisa. You have to be able to understand what the context is.
You're not going to eat it. You're
why not? Or look, does everyone? Look, does everyone just, does and what if the Baal Habayi says Yiratzon if everybody's also good? I mean, there's a din doesn't say anywhere the Omrim and the Shamir Kohen is also good. Does everyone have to? Okay, usually everyone makes their own Yiratzon, but it should be no different than. If you can make one person say Kiddush for everybody else, so Kosher came, that you can have a Yiratzon that everybody listens to one Yiratzon. So if I ate, you didn't eat, but you became part of the Yiratzon. You said it. Okay, maybe someone will say everyone should say the Yiratzon. There's a power to say it, so you could say it if you don't eat also. I can't imagine it should be a problem. Yeah.
Would
Rebbe
recommend not using Shem Hashem on the second night?
It's not Shem Shemayim Batala. It's obviously not. If to the extent that you're saying a tefillah, you can say Shem Hashem. I'm only pointing out that Shlomo Zalman, interesting, he split it. The first one, he said Shem Hashem, and afterwards he got by with Binu Shem Hashem. He brought something, you could say Yirat Shem Ufanecha without saying Hashem Okeinu. It's understood, Ufanecha, you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Binu Shem Hashem, it's also good. You know, everyone has to know. If you're saying Shem Hashem, it requires Kovod Rosh. If it's just muttered and swallowed, then better you should have said not just Shem Hashem. It's all the sensitivity here that we're talking about. Whatever you do, as long as Shicham Libo Hashemayim, you'll be okay. Second night, you say Shem Hashem. I'm not trying to pask in here, but understand. Yes, you asked the last question. These are the different chukideis, right? Yeah, but this is not the same exact thing. That's true by kasha of a myth. This is different. The yiratzon is connected to the simonim milsa here. It's not it's not a maisa mitzvah of eating. That's the point. If it's a maisa mitzvah of eating, then you're right. Then do the maisa mitzvah like benching. Then you say a racham. It's after you do the mitzvah of benching. Here, it's not a. But the ikkar is that it has to be Yiratzon that's associated with the. Remember, go back to the Shuvas Gaon, and they took it out of the basket and they pulled out the name and they pulled out the word. That's how it originated. And then you have the Lamechal, so it takes on a little. You know, but it's not. It has to be a connecting to the food. So I don't know. I don't know that it's in the same exact parallel that you're bringing. What? That's what seems to be. I guess what they bring from Abu Dran that they came out. Now originally the Torah didn't mention as a Yiratzon, just as a make a verbal association, or just that it's there, or make the verbal association. And then Abu Dran says you actually say it as a Yiratzon. I think I remember seeing one from the Meiri, maybe in Horius or one of the other Sfarim, Chibur Tshuva. That the reason why they added the Yiratzon was that someone shouldn't have come to think of this as a nichush. It's like a superstitious practice of minhag ha'akum. So by making a lashon tefillah here, we show that this is not about that. It's about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So Rabbi Osei, we're going to go to Migul, right? Okay. Good.